Hey, do you want to be like me and make podcasts that everyone loves? Yeah, you do. But chances are, you don't want to spend a bunch of money doing it. No worries. A solution exists. Spotify's got a platform that lets you make podcasts super easy, then distribute those podcasts everywhere, and you can even earn money doing it. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. I'm speaking from experience when I say that all those additional features like video podcasts, Q&As, polls, those are things you won't find for cheap elsewhere. But with Spotify for Podcasters, it's all totally free. No catch. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks. We love you. Everybody, welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary Boo.
Caitlin?
I think it's a subject matter that she's not willing to speak on.
You think she's, think it's just because she's so conservative?
She's taking, yes. If I know Caitlin Cutt, she is buttoned up.
Yeah.
It's very much her MO.
Yeah. So I understand. I don't want to force, especially not in this political climate. And like, I'm not going to force Caitlin into doing an episode about animal sex. I could be in court over that later.
Odd that she would drive all the way up to Burbank and just sit here to watch us talk about animal sex, but to each their own.
And she's reading a book about animal sex.
As she listens to us talk about it.
To Jack.
Yes. Jack's here too.
Weird choice. I'm fine with him being quiet. He's being great. He's being great.
Yeah, I don't know that he says a lot of words yet.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing what a baby's supposed to do on a podcast, which is zip it.
Right.
But Caitlin, we could use some voices.
I just say we leave it open. If she feels like jumping in at all during the episode, she should.
Right. Yeah. If something in this episode tickles her fancy, she should comment on it because it's a fancy episode.
How did we come up with this episode?
Well, the original idea for this episode was much worse. We were just going to do an episode about dolphin rape.
I've heard for a long time that dolphins are rapists.
Well, we found a pretty lengthy rebuttal of that theory.
Which makes me feel better considering that I have a dolphin tattoo on my ankle.
As it turns out, dolphins are almost the only animal that doesn't rape.
Right.
But we'll get to it.
But to allege that dolphins are rapists, it's like, could you imagine if I had a dolphin on one ankle and then Bill Cosby on the other? And it's like, I just make poor tattoo choices.
Just tattoos that don't age well. You got to cover those up, turn them into something else. Make that dolphin a shark.
Or an orchid. I feel like people who cover up tattoos usually go flowers.
Yeah. Johnny Depp had a tattoo at one point.
Wino Forever.
Yeah. It said Winona Forever and he changed it to Wino Forever. He's also a huge piece of shit. I hear.
Really?
Well, there was the thing with Amber Heard
that he was abusive.
He was abusive. And
I do find it interesting, though, because I had never heard that about him before.
Right.
And he layers on those like peaceful Buddha like necklaces and, and bracelets, which also causes me pause.
Maybe it's to keep, no bruises on his wrists and hands when he's throwing punches at women, because those things are absorbing all the shock on his end.
Or he's being abused and he's covering it up because he doesn't want to seem like a battered actor husband.
Oh, that could be too.
Maybe.
Any of those things.
Yeah, he's been in some pictures lately where he looks gaunt.
Anyway, animal sex.
I think I'd rather talk about Johnny Depp at this point.
We read three different articles for this episode. You're welcome. We are fucking going all out for you. This research took minutes, 45 to 60. At least.
Okay.
So.
You're dedicated.
Right?
If nothing else,
know that we're putting in hard hours on a Saturday morning for you.
Mm-hmm.
The three articles we read, Craziest Sex Lives of the Animal Kingdom on IFucKingLoveScience.com, but it's actually just IFLScience.com, by Ricard Ignall. What kind of name is Ricard?
It is interesting.
10 Things You Probably Didn't Know About Sex in the Animal Kingdom on IO9 by Robbie Gonzalez. Now there's a name. 7 Animal Species with Crazy Sex Lives That Will Make Yours Seem Ultra Tame on Bustle.com by Maria Yagoda. You don't know. Maria doesn't know what we're getting up to. Let's talk about hanging flies. This is really romantic,
mm-hmm.
and probably one of the tamest examples we have on the list today.
It really is.
Male hanging flies seduce potential female mates by offering her a dead insect that he's recently killed. If she decides it looks like a suitable meal, she's DTF. If not, she moves on and looks for dick that comes with better apps. That's short for appetizers. Saves me time when I talk.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is this a good strategy?
As somebody who is currently dating in today's climate.
Sure.
Guys don't put forth at least once in LA, I feel like, a lot of effort. So the fact that he brings her, although it doesn't say if he killed the insect or not, it'd be kind of cooler.
No, it is an insect that he's killed. Yeah, how
I think
lame
that's
would that
hot.
How lame would that be if it's just
also,
an insect he found dead?
Right.
Then it's creepy.
Way creepy. And then that's not an insect that you want to.
Because you don't know, like, you want it to be fresh.
Bump wings with.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's a hanging fly. But I would definitely be down to F. all of a sudden, I don't cuss anymore with the grain alcohol. Yeah, I think that's kind of sexy that he's like, it's like a grand gesture. It's very chivalry. Chivalrous?
It is chivalrous, yeah. And then even if it doesn't work out, because if the woman rejects him, she just moves on. But then he's still got an insect
to eat. He's a murderer.
Yeah, and he's got a whole insect to eat. He can eat that thing himself. You know?
Can you imagine if you, I think a valiant effort, you kill another insect and then you still get rejected?
Yeah, but it's just, it's probably a numbers game in that community. Because you're killing an insect anyway. And, you know, you're bringing it home. You see a good looking lady hanging fly,
right,
passes you, and you're like,
yeah.
You just catcall her a little bit with, You open your jacket, and there's a bunch of dead insects, and you're like, any
this
of these?
One, yeah.
Any of these? And she's like, yes or no.
And that's a panty dropper.
Right. You
okay.
Get that right insect in there,
yeah,
and she's down.
And I don't hate it.
Then you're fucking. Like, it could be that simple in the United States, I think, and globally.
It's interesting how not modest a lot of these insects and animals are, because they just do it right out in the open.
Right. Sometimes for attention.
Like, they want people to be voyeurs and watch.
Right. Which, you know, let your freak flag fly. Fly. Let your hanging fly freak flag fly. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like at some point during this episode when we sober up, we'll finger a lot more, by the way.
Yeah.
Connect
right now.
No.
I feel like I traveled through time and we're recording this last week or something, and I just have a haze around me because of that.
What if Trump's president?
No.
I know, right?
That would be so weird.
Ludicrous.
Oh, that would be crazy. Hey, let's talk about bonobos. For one thing, perfect name for fucking. It's got bone right in the name. They are the only primates, except for humans, that have sex for fun. Good for them.
Yeah, I agree.
That is a seal of approval from the bird community. Little known side note, kangaroos don't fuck for fun, but they do fuck for money. That was just a joke that I put in there. And then as I was researching this, I didn't put it in the notes. But there is a breed of penguins that will fuck in exchange for stones. And they're the same penguins that will steal their mates, like their friends' stones, to try and build a nest. But they're also monogamous. They're monogamous penguins. But if that penguin pair ends up needing some stones to build a nest, they will go. The female will go mm-hmm. fuck for stones and bring them back. That's not really scary. That's just enterprising. So there's nothing creepy about that. So I didn't put it on the list. But
right, it kind of reminds me of the challenge on MTV.
I don't know if I ever saw that show.
Yeah, I mean, they also kind of like fuck to get ahead in the game, I guess.
Oh, sure.
And we'll also backstab, like, they can say they're monogamous, but there's a lot of scheming going on.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, they're looking out for number one.
Sure.
Kind of admire the penguins game. So is a bonobo, is that a kangaroo?
It's a monkey. Oh. I just put the kangaroo thing in there to fucking shit on kangaroos.
Well, one did punch Caitlin in the face.
Right? That's the thing. They're out there throwing human punches.
Mm-hmm. Punch the speech right out of her.
But punch a kangaroo first and see if
right.
it, see if
you
it
have
talks
to when
shit.
You're in the yard.
Yeah.
You have to show them like who's tough.
Yeah. If you go to a prison in Australia,
mm-hmm.
you find the biggest kangaroo first
yep.
and punch it in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else will fall in line.
100%.
Yeah. Imagine being the biggest person in prison and just every day someone shows up and beats the shit out of you.
I was going to say, what if, well, we're assuming they're like strong or whatever, but what if it's like that guy in the Green Mile who's just like a really like
yeah.
big teddy bear?
And he's just every, because by that logic.
Every day it's like, here they come again.
By that logic. Yeah. You're fucking fighting every day. Because someone's like going to prison every day.
Some 145-pound like obstetrician who killed his like business partner.
You have
like,
to just
oh, here it comes
beat
again.
The shit out of him. Oh, I would hate to be the biggest guy in prison.
Yeah.
So anyway, bonobos will have sex with anyone available, regardless of gender. Yay!
Yay!
Or age.
Nay.
No, naughty bonobos. They draw the line at mother-child sex, which one thing me and bonobos have in common. I also, that's definitely a no-go for me.
Fair.
So how much different are we from monkeys after all?
Well, bonobos specifically.
Right.
Not much.
The females frequently rub their clitorises together in an act known as genital-genital rubbing. That's an accurate name for it,
mm-hmm.
I would think.
Scientific.
Males, on the other hand, stand face to face and sway their hips from side to side in a process called penis fencing.
That's funny.
That is pretty fucking funny. I like that a lot.
So basically the female scissor.
Right.
Yeah.
But bonobos scissor too. Like they rub their...
Right, but they call it genital on genital.
Yeah, it's not... They didn't...
No, call it scissoring. It, like God intended.
Ain't that always the way? The men get the cool thing.
Yeah.
And the women, it's just like, oh, whatever. Genital, genital,
yeah.
rubbing.
Definitely more scientific and no fun.
Yeah. They also use sex to move up in social status. When having sex with an alpha male, a lower status female will call out differently during sex, essentially bragging about it.
That would be me. 100%.
Especially if there are higher ranking females around to see and hear the exchange. So I wonder if they have like a this isn't consensual scream. They have a hey, look at this ladies scream.
Right. Like, look who I'm having sex with. It's the quarterback in the Bonobo Super Bowl.
The
yeah,
Bonobo.
I'm gonna scream and draw attention to myself as we have sex in public.
Right. And then that raises your status.
Right.
You fuck your way up the ladder. Meanwhile, men are just up the ladder.
Right.
Are they? Well, I guess. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to fuck some janitor monkeys and.
I don't think even bonobo males care. Like, they'll just fuck anyone.
Probably not, yeah.
It's the women who are more, like, real housewife status.
But how do they determine, well, I mean, I guess alpha male, that's just...
Like, basketball wife status.
Whoever shows up and beats up the biggest bonobo that day is the alpha male.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop thinking about the biggest guy in prison and what a fucking torturous existence this must be.
Yeah. Well, I guess at the end of the day...
Because what if he's the investment banker who just...
Yeah, three strikes, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yikes.
Tough times for him.
Yeah, well, then you learn how... So Ryan Ferguson, who ended up getting exonerated, went to prison when he was 19, and he was like a really good-looking kid, and he was like
right.
really into fitness, and he was like, I had to. You know, you figure it out.
Yeah.
You deal with their really shitty apartment gym.
Yeah. Oh, he like that's how he got into fitness in prison.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm saying like now that you're out and you can go to a 24 hour like an LA Fitness, like it must look like a castle to you.
Yeah.
Like you're probably using like, yeah, canned foods and stuff to like do curls and.
Do I have dark rings under my eyes?
No, do I?
Yes.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Am I dying?
I hope not.
I hope not too. Jesus.
Oh, grain alcohol. No. Naughty, naughty grain alcohol.
I'll be honest, though. It's not the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. Do you want to tell that story about the slug?
Oh, yeah. I should. Yeah, I guess it kind of fits since we're talking about animals. We talked about it on an episode of Unpops Every Day, which is our like daily news podcast where we refuse to talk about politics because we talk about politics so many other places. And we covered a story about a guy who he was drinking with his friends. He was like 18 or 19. And this was in 2010. And a slug comes crawling across the patio floor. And being a drunken teen, he goes, "Oh, should I eat it?" And his friends encourage him, and he just jumps up, grabs a slug, eats it. And it turns out slugs often carry something called rat lungworm disease.
Yikes.
And he was fine at first, but then in the days after that, his legs started getting weak, and he went to a doctor and found out he had this rat lungworm disease. Eventually fell into a coma for like 2 years, and then came out. He was quadriplegic, couldn't move. Couldn't really talk, but he could still think. He had like full use of his brain, so he knew what he did and how he got there, probably. And he eventually died. He died last week. So the pranks aren't worth it.
They're not. And if he could, if he did still have the ability to speak before he passed away, he should have went like to different high schools and talked.
Oh, yeah.
And spread the caution letter. Wave that caution flag.
Right. The slug-eating caution flag.
There's just, you think everything you're going to do, like you're invincible when you're young, and sometimes you're not.
Yeah.
The slugs get you.
Ugh. That's how pretty gross.
How big is a slug?
I mean, they're about, we used to get them around my house in Peoria, and they're about, you know, 2 or 3 inches.
Okay.
They're big.
I feel like that's kind of like swallowing a goldfish whole. So I get it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know how you kill a slug?
How?
Salt.
Yes, because it dries them up, right? Because they're so moist.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Because they leave their nasty trails everywhere.
What if you drew a salt circle around it? It'd be like a prison.
Oh, yeah. Did you know you can put an ant in the microwave and it will, like, they're smart enough to know where to stand to not get
zapped,
to not die from the radiation?
Good for them.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how I would, I feel like I would have to befriend an ant and talk it into my microwave. I don't know if I could just pick up an ant and toss it in there. But
if it climbed into like a piece of paper or something.
If one wanted to show me the trick, I'm just saying I wouldn't argue. Hey, let's talk about honeybees. The bonobo thing wasn't that. That was just fun. But what honeybees do when it's time to mate is actually pretty fucking gnarly. As soon as a virgin queen emerges from her queen cell, they immediately start seeking out other virgin queens to kill. And the worker bees step in to try and keep them from fighting, but that only lasts for a short time. When it's time to fuck.
What? Finger me.
Finger me.
Yeah. Copulate. Oh, I almost said copulate me, but I.
Finger copulate me.
Yes.
Up to 20 virgin queens and swarms of drones leave the hive to have sex in the open air.
That seems like so much work. It'd be like if I was on the treadmill, like, put it in.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's like extra work.
Yeah. Each queen mates with around 15 drones and stores the sperm for later use, which, gross. When they return, there's another fight to the death, and the winner takes over as leader of the colony. The rest die absolutely filled to the brim with drone sperm.
Yeah.
Useless, useless drone sperm.
I wonder if bees have, like, multiple lives where they're reincarnated.
It doesn't seem like it.
It seems like...
Because they're just disappearing now.
It's really shitty to be a bee.
Mm. Or a housefly. You live, like, a week.
Yeah.
You're trapped in some asshole's apartment. Everyone's trying to kill you.
A slug ground salt.
Yeah, yeah.
Rats, mice.
Pretty much anything but dogs and cats.
And snakes, which we'll get to.
Yeah. Ew. Each queen... This is one of my favorite details here. As for that that sperm that all the queens get filled up with, when the drones drop that load in the queen, their testicles immediately explode. Just immediately. I sent you this just out of context on Facebook Messenger this morning.
Yes.
And you wrote back and said, "Was this for me?" Of course.
I just assumed you'd be sending that to somebody else, one of your other friends.
Someone else I would message about exploding bee testicles. Imagine those little cute bee balls.
Yeah.
Little furry, but one's yellow, one's black, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
I bet
or they're striped.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
The curtains match the carpet.
If the exploding testicles doesn't kill them, then they are still refused entry back into the hive because now they can't get anyone pregnant, so they're useless anymore.
That makes sense.
And then they just live the rest of their days flying around looking for a home and being rejected. Hey, we just talked about slugs. Let's talk about banana slugs.
Let's do it.
Shoust we? They're hermaphrodites, which...
So that means you have both, right?
Best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. You got it all down there. They insert... This is how banana slugs fuck, in case anyone in the audience was wondering, which I'm assuming most people were. Yeah.
It keeps them up at night.
They insert their penises into each other at the same time, of course, because if you've got all the holes and all the things, like what? Why wouldn't you, obviously? But also sometimes, not always,
right?
When they finish mating, one slug will chew the penis completely off the other. But sometimes they chew each other's penises off. Super romantic.
Why?
I don't know. Like, dick's so good, I want to eat it.
Maybe.
Maybe it's just that.
Maybe they just take a blowy too far.
It could be. Yeah. They don't know not to use teeth.
Right.
Or their digestive system.
And that's chew.
Yeah.
More like you softly gum it.
Yeah. Maybe because it's going to be soft. It's a slug.
Maybe they missed that in health class.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah. They didn't go to school.
Right. Uneducated slugs.
Right.
They don't know not to eat a penis. Course.
Right.
So, yeah. If you ever see a banana slug eating another banana slug's penis, don't overreact.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nature.
Taking its course.
Just circle of life. And that mm-hmm. other slug's still going to live. It's just not going to have a dick.
It'll still have a puss.
Right.
Right.
Right. Maybe this is what they wanted. Maybe they ask at the end, like, hey, do you still want this thing now that we're done?
Or do you just want one?
Yeah. Do you just want... I wonder if they also sometimes seal up the hole and just leave the penis, and we just don't see that because it's like a less labor-intensive process.
Do you think the female part of banana slugs get their period?
Do you think they get jealous?
PMS?
Mm-hmm.
Moody?
Yeah. I bet they do. That would be a bitch.
Do they sync up?
It would suck to have to live with that at the other end.
Yeah.
Just attached to you all the time. You can't go to the bar. You can't do anything. You just...
Who do you hit on?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like going to a Catholic school. Everyone's wearing uniforms, so everyone kind of looks the same. Mm-hmm. Like the slugs, they all just look like stupid fucking slugs.
Right.
So, literally stupid fucking slugs. They fuck stupid. They eat their sex organs after. That's taking it over the line.
Do you think that's painful?
I don't know. Do they have nerve endings and shit? Do they have pain receptors?
I have so many questions.
Yeah. We should have researched all of this first. Like, this should have been a deep dive into slugs.
Right.
Mostly.
I did not see our episode on animal sex getting this intense.
It's the grain alcohol, I think.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
It's one of those where during, I wanted to die, but after, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's a thing I could do once every 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
No more than that.
More than that's pushing it.
Yeah, you'd go blind.
Possibly unnecessary.
Let's talk about hyenas.
Let's do it.
Female hyenas are more aggressive than their male counterparts. Whoa, not into that. So much so that they even have a bigger penis. How about that? It is a pseudo penis, actually. It's an enlarged clitoris that can become erect. I don't remember which article we pulled this from, but the next sentence is just, it's used for greeting purposes.
As somebody who has sent many a boob pic without any context... I also looked at those as greetings. So I get it. Yeah. I see you, hyenas. We see each other.
Very nice.
Yeah.
For mating, the male inserts his penis into the pseudo penis. You're not going to believe this, but it takes a lot of practice. A lot of aiming. A lot of missing. You fall off that horse. You get back up. You ride again.
I do like their tenacity.
Yeah. It takes some work to fuck a hyena, if you can believe that.
If you have to work for it, you'll appreciate it more.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The female later gives birth through the pseudo penis,
mm-hmm.
which
sounds painful.
Sounds very painful.
Because it'd be like me giving birth through my pee hole.
I think so. Yeah. Something along those lines, which
yikes.
Ouch. This is actually kind of common with animals. Elephants do the same thing. You cannot rape an elephant. And then I added in the notes, don't even try it, Carrie.
And elephant isn't the one I would have tried to rape anyway.
Which one would it be?
Probably the bonobos or whatever it
was. Oh, the bonobos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonobos.
Which you...
Because like they're DT... No, the first one was DTF.
The...
But I like that the bonobos are kind of like friends with benefits.
Yeah. And if you're loud enough, you're going to intimidate the other bonobos and you'll take over that community.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't want to be the head of a community, even if it's a bunch of fucking primates?
Right.
Like, you could still use them to do things.
That's definitely how I rolled in high school. Yeah.
With a bunch of primates?
If I slept with somebody that I thought was hot, yeah, I thought everyone should know. Did I get called a slut in the halls or at my locker? Yeah, sometimes. Small price to pay looking back.
Yeah, it's probably all worth it now. So, yeah, that's what happened. Now, let's get to the story that inspired this article.
Yeah.
Do dolphins rape? That's a common, it is a very common,
misnomer.
Commonly said thing.
Yeah, I had heard of it before.
But when we first came up with the idea, when this was originally going to be a dolphin rape episode, because, I mean, every podcast has to do the dolphin rape episode at some point.
Or are you really a podcast?
Yeah, we just wanted to get it
a reputable one
out of the way, fulfill our obligation. Mm-hmm. We found an article called The Dolphin Rape Myth by Justin Gregg, written on justingregg.com. How crazy would it be if those are two different Justin Greggs? Greg with two G's, no less.
Yeah. I guess it would be.
That would be quite the coincidence, huh?
It would be a quinky dink.
He really, really goes to the mat debunking this idea.
He does.
Which, good for him, but he also wrote a book called 22 Fantastical Facts About Dolphins. So Big Dolphin is clearly in his pocket.
Right.
Like, he's getting money from dolphins.
He does make a compelling argument, though.
He makes several.
As to what rape is and if it's even feasible in the animal planet kingdom.
And in his defense, like, we're making fun of him, but his overall thesis is that calling what dolphins do rape actually trivializes what rape actually is.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong. He's not wrong about that.
I agree.
But also one more funny little side note. He also wrote an article called Dolphin Wet Dreams, Spontaneous Ejaculation in a Dolphin. So he might be...
How would he know? Have dolphin wet dreams been tested?
I guess. I think they're a thing.
If they're a teenage dolphin, you put... I guess their fin would already be in water.
Yeah. So as far as dolphin rape, his first point is that rape cannot be used to describe what dolphins do, because rape implies a lack of consent, and we can never really be sure to what extent dolphins or any other animal are able to give consent. So that's a good point.
Right.
Animals mostly don't say no. Planet of the Apes, there's the exception. Caesar says no and then gets raped. I don't know if you remember that movie by Mark Wahlberg.
I do remember, but I don't really remember.
And James Franco.
James Franco does everything. He's been in everything. Yeah, I don't really remember scenes or anything. I do remember that movie. I feel like animals are kind of primal, though. So I feel like if it's game on, like, everyone just consents. Like, how many animals say no?
Yeah. I mean, how many times have you seen two dogs just start fucking?
Right.
And they're both like, yeah, this is what happened. What's happening right now?
Or one's flirting with the other, but isn't going to let the other one put it in her butt.
Yeah. What a tease. Don't be that way, puppies.
Yep.
He also points out that rape has moral and legal ramifications that aren't present in the animal world. Touche! I've never seen a dolphin arrested for rape, so you got me there.
Well, you've never seen a shark arrested for murder.
I've seen some that should be. Like, all sharks should be at least detained and, like, quarantined and put in...
Questioned.
Internment somewhere.
Right.
But I don't fuck with the ocean, so I'm not ever going to deal with a shark.
Put him in like a hard labor camp.
Yeah. I don't fuck with the ocean, and I've watched too much true crime to ever buy a boat. So I don't think I'll ever have to deal with sharks.
Yeah. And there's certain places that they are more, I guess, willing, or they're more aggressive than others, like off the coast of like South Africa and
racist ass sharks.
I think Baja or something. There's somewhere they're just like, in a frenzy often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it is. Just a frenzy.
Yep. Just a shark frenzy. But then people surf in there. There was one video on YouTube like 2 years ago, and the surfer was super hot, but he was in like a surfing competition in Africa, and a shark came up and bit his board. And so the guy, you see it, punched the dolphin or the shark in the face, and he like swam off. And so the guy like swam to shore and was fine.
Yeah.
That's so hot. Can you imagine that night going to bed? Like, oh, I almost got eaten by a shark, but instead I punched it in the face.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get a new board tomorrow, but small price to pay.
Do I have a story to tell?
Mm-hmm. So much, like, almost got eaten by a shark dick. Puss.
What?
Dick puss. They're just going to be smashing everyone, that guy. That's what I'm saying.
So he argues that forced copulation is the better term, and that's seen in ducks, lizards, monkeys, fruit flies, crickets, orangutans, chimpanzees, and countless other species, but not dolphins.
How did that start? It makes me wonder how that like rumor started.
Well, what happened there is when dolphins mate, and I like that I launched into that as if I have answers for that. This is also from the article. When mating, male dolphins form what's called a consortship, which from just my educated guess, I think means a courtship involving multiple people instead of one.
Are they bringing them flowers and candy?
Well, what they do, close, mm-hmm. they corral or herd the female dolphin into this consortship, and they basically like keep her surrounded. And depending on the dolphin, in most cases, they don't display any aggression toward the female. It's just toward anything that might come close that'll keep one of them from fucking later.
So it's like the dolphin bachelorette.
Yes, it's almost. And sometimes they do enter it consensually. It's not, they're not always herded in there.
Right.
And there's one type of dolphin that will like get aggressive with the woman to keep her from leaving. And, you know, fuck those dolphins. Time's up.
That's like, always the one that they get rid of night one anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then Chris Harrison comes out in dolphin form. All right, it's your turn, Lauren B.
That was my dolphin.
Yeah, you only have 14 men. And then you show her in a mirror looking like... Dolphin looking in a mirror, female dolphin looking in a mirror, into
sure.
a mirror,
like wearing a dress, like a gown.
This is so much harder than I thought it would be to eliminate. These guys are all great. These guys are great. I can see a future with these dolphins.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Me too.
So yeah, there have been videos of this, and that's been what has kind of formed the basis of the dolphins rape myth.
Right.
But they actually don't rape.
Right.
Public service announcement, everybody. Leave dolphins alone.
Yeah.
It's all the other animals out there.
Time's up.
Time's
not
up.
For dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah. Dolphins still get to do everything they've been doing.
Yeah. Dolphin around.
Good for them. Hey, let's talk about garter snakes. They, immediately after emerging from their den, a female garter snake releases a pheromone that causes dozens of males to flock to her. They then engage in an orgy known as a mating ball. You ever been to a mating ball?
No, but I would go if I was invited.
Yeah, they had one at the LA Convention Center last week, I think.
I missed it.
Yeah, tickets were expensive. Male snakes have a bifurcated penis known as hemipenis. Oh, hemipenis. Sir hemipenis.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Because the mating ball is such chaos, males use whichever of their two penises are most convenient for insemination purposes.
How great to be, like, do they Rochambeau? Do the penises Rochambeau?
I hope so.
For the victor.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I really hope so. This part I fucking love. Sometimes males will pretend to be females and put out the call for a mating ball, but they just do it so they'll be covered in their fellow snakes for warmth. Hashtag no homo.
Maybe they just haven't come out yet.
Yeah, it could be.
Do you think there's gay snakes?
It sounds like there's gay snakes who are like, oh, no, I'm just cold.
Right.
Thanks, guys. You want to drink beer later and watch football?
And then, like, you can tell who's hooked up because they won't make eye contact.
Right.
The next day.
Yeah.
Right.
We got to get some garter snakes.
We do. And just
That's
see what
the
happens.
Reality show we need
A few,
to film.
Girls and boys.
Yeah. Well, like 50 or 60.
But we'll have to, like, put them in, like, pink bows or blue bows so we know what's
what.
So
we can tell them apart, obviously.
Right.
Little top hats.
Canes. Maybe a monocle. Make them, like, 20s.
Oh, that would be amazing.
We'll put
that's the one that's
in garter dresses.
That's the one that's going to do the raping. The 1920s one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lawless time. He's not respecting women. Not dressing
Wild
like
Wild
that.
West.
Wow. Yeah, let's get some garter snakes. We'll get this garter reality show going.
I like it.
Real garter snakes of Burbank.
But then we can take them up to Vanessa's cabin in Big Bear.
Oh, sure. Sure.
It can be part of our reality TV show.
Yeah, it'll be, well, we'll do the reality TV show, and then that'll be like the web-only content.
Right.
That so many shows are doing now, like The Voice has a web-only version that I'm not fucking watching. Like, I'm not watching these fucking second-rate motherfuckers who got kicked off the show. You kidding
right.
me?
Yeah.
I demand excellence from The Voice.
Same with America's Got Talent.
Do they do that too? Like,
I actually don't know. I don't know why I said that. But but I did watch a clip about some girl. I think her name was Courtney. It was on Facebook today. And she's like 12 and looks like a little like nerdy waif. And she ends up belting out some Janis Joplin tune. And it was like, America's Got Talent gets me. I cried.
Oh, wow.
Like they all like passed her and ticker tape parade, you know, stuff comes down, confetti, and everyone's like giving her a standing ovation. She cries. The dad runs out. Tyra screams as Tyra does.
Sure.
It was a whole to do.
You don't watch The Voice, though?
No.
You should watch The Voice. It's good. Oh.
There's already a lot of shows on my dance card, so it's pretty full.
Hey, let's talk about, we got two more, and then we can wrap this up. Let's talk about how bed bugs fuck. Do you want to do that? Does that sound like fun?
Here.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Female bed bugs have sex organs, but the males don't bother using them.
Interesting.
Instead, they impale the female's abdominal wall with their knife-like penis and deposit sperm that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes they make a mistake because they're not even looking for the sex orgs. So they just go stabbing at anything that comes by. And sometimes it's a guy.
Stabbing cabin.
And that guy is like, dude, I can't use this. Right. I can't use what you're injecting in me right now. You've literally just stabbed me for no reason.
Which, what happens when that happens on occasion?
Oh, it's sometimes fatal. Mm-hmm. It is an inefficient method of insemination. And I'm just going to come out and say it. Don't try this at home.
Right.
Because it, I don't think, is going to work.
So here's the thing about bed bugs. It does suck. And I don't know this from personal experience, but I do have friends. I actually was having relations with this guy who called me up. Like, we never talked on the phone. And he called me up at like 3 p.m. And I was like, oh, my God, why is this guy calling me? And he's like, hey, Carrie, I have something to tell you. And I was like, God, he's going to tell me he has like chlamydia or something. And I'm going to be so bummed. Yet, like, good for him for telling me he has chlamydia, because I feel like most people don't always disclose that. So good for him. But also, like, that sucks for me.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I just want to let you know that I have bed bugs. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's not a big deal, considering I thought you had like AIDS 5 seconds ago. So he was like, yeah, I just want to let you know in case like they're on your clothes or whatever. I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll throw everything out. I don't care. Like, I don't have an STD, whatever. But it's weird to think that bed bugs are fucking on the same mattress that I could possibly be having sex on.
They learned it from you.
Maybe.
It could very well be.
Maybe.
Or maybe if you're ever doing it and you see a bed bug, maybe try it bed bug way. And you and those bed bugs can bond. Say, look, I'm doing the same thing.
Right.
Right in the old belly button.
What if it's like the Louis C.K. of bed bugs and he's like, will you watch me masturbate? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And I do.
The bed bug, in return for not infesting your home.
Right.
Just wants to stab a fellow bed bug in the stomach with its penis while you watch.
Yeah.
Time's up. Time's up, bed bugs.
Time is up, bed bugs.
We're not fucking dealing with it anymore.
Not anymore.
You've had it your way for too long.
Yes.
Use the sex organs God gave you. That's all I'm saying.
But again, very few of these animals and insects are doing this for fun, which sounds like, what's the purpose?
To make other animals and bed bugs.
And then a lot of these people die right after. Like, it just sounds like an awful existence.
It's their destiny to reproduce. It's what they're here for. It's their purpose.
It just sucks, though. I feel like you're stomach that bed fucking. Bug that's like, you know what, though? I don't want to be a bed bug. I didn't ask to be born, but here I am.
Well, then you just stab your own stomach with your dick right away.
Like a Japanese bed bug.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, die on the sword.
And then you just end it that way. It's really easy.
Fair.
So let's talk about this last one. This is my favorite insemination process in the animal kingdom. Sea slugs. Different kind of slug. I wouldn't recommend eating either of them. Sea slugs use a similarly brutal insemination process. They're also hermaphrodites, so progressive. They have branched penises. You ever seen a branched penis?
No.
I haven't either, but I can imagine.
It's like deer antlers?
Yeah. It's just peni everywhere sticking out. And each slug inserts one end of the penis into the partner's female genitalia while inserting the other end directly into the forehead.
Hmm.
It's thought to boost conception rates by having an alternative entry point for seminal fluid. Another thing that you shouldn't try at home and that definitely doesn't Like, you're not going to make a baby in a nose hole.
But they haven't realized that it doesn't work.
It might work for them. They're built differently. They're like a tunnel.
That's fair.
So any way that you can get the jizz in.
All the holes.
It's got a chance.
Top to bottom jizz.
It's got a chance to make it. And you just go right in the forehead like No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
Like that guy killing people with the bolt gun.
Yeah. Javier Bardem?
Yes. That is the guy. I don't remember what his character was named.
Luke.
John. Ted.
Brad.
Something like that.
Like a Brad.
Josh. It's probably a Josh. So yeah, if you ever see some sea slugs tangled up, leave them alone.
They're just doing their thing.
They're just forehead fucking.
Yeah.
Who among us hasn't been there?
I think most people.
Yeah, you're pretty gross, slugs. Stop it. So that's our episode. This was a lot of fun. I learned a lot today. I
as I always do.
Yeah, but especially like this felt like school. Like
a little bit.
Felt like a fucking animals class. I don't remember what class. With biology, probably.
Yeah, but instead of dissecting them, we're seeing how they...
Seeing how they bone.
Yeah.
Finger me.
I will.
All
I thought
right.
We were going to do that more than we did in this episode.
No, we were really focused.
Yeah.
Not as focused as Caitlin, who has just been stone silent
notes.
This whole time.
Yeah.
Just reading her book about animal sex, not contributing anything.
Making notes, highlighting phrases, passages.
It really bought, like, those moments when she would put her finger up, like, something we were saying inspired her to say something, and then she would just write notes more. Like,
we would
more
just
notes.
Talk over her.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta really jump in there. It's like a verbal double dutch, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's on her.
Yeah, that's kind of her fault.
100.
So what do we have to plug before we get out of here? Patreon.com/unpops. Sign up for that. $5 a month. You get a bunch of bonus episodes. At least 2 bonus episodes a week.
2 boner episodes.
Sometimes closer to 4 or 5 a
nice.
Week.
Nice. That's a great deal.
It's a lot of bone con.
It is a lot of bone con, short for content.
Right. And bone, short for bonus.
Yes.
Bone con.
You can also check out Caitlin and I. White Wine True Crime. We have true crime episodes to be determined when any more are coming out because we're in between equipment. But until then, you can listen to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary Boo!
Yes.
Caitlin?
She's really not holding up her end
very
much this week.
I don't know why I even bothered.
I don't know why either. What a waste.
Also, last Saturday of the month in December, December 29th, we're doing a New Year's Eve live Unpops episode.
Oh, that's fun. Who's going to be there?
We don't know yet. You want to do it? Are you going to be in town?
Yeah, I will be, actually. My dance card isn't that full. My social dance card, just my TV dance card, is very full.
We'll message about it. We'll have you on. Come to that. It'll be the 29th at 9 p.m. at the Hollywood Hotel. I don't know what we'll do, but we're going to do something. Ring out this shit year and ring in a new shit year.
And you can see which wall Adam wants to bury his ashes in.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a callback to... last week's episode or next week's episode.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We're either talking about something that happened or something you're about to hear.
Exactly. All right, let's get out of here. Carrie, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.